Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Good evening, everyone. God bless you. And multitasking as we're entering onto the program. Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. It is Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you tonight. It is September 27th. And glad to be here. And I'm glad that you're joining us this evening. God bless you for your time, for your faith, for your heart, and just for gathering in Jesus' name. And also just to be around the prophetic, you know, people, prophetic people. We like each other. We like the way we talk and how we take shortcuts and how we explain things and symbolize things and metaphors and see and hear the breath of God and how he speaks and how he teaches and how he leads us in unique ways, right? Because in testimonies, and so we thank him for that. So, Father, let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you. We dedicate this evening to you, Lord, this evening, Father. We thank you for tonight, God. We thank you for the night, Lord. We thank you that you see all things. Your word says that you see like light and darkness are the same to you, Father God. So we thank you for that, God, for bringing all things into the light. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that you would give us spiritual eyes for your wisdom. Lord, we thank you for it, God. We ask for the spiritual eyes of wisdom to be with us, God, and to discern, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that even you spoke to the winds and the rains and the storms, God. So we speak to that. God, we speak to that out on the Gulf, God. In Jesus' name, we speak to those winds, God. And we speak your words, God, to push them back, Father God, and to silence them, Father. We just pray protection upon the people, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Let the prayers of the people and the intercessors, God, let them rise, Lord, and be a voice, Father, that's heard in the land that shows evidence, Lord, evidence, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening the heart of the people as well, Lord. But we pray for protection across Florida and the nation, Father. Jesus' name. I know I could have kept going there, but I'm just going to pull myself back for a reason. So we thank you, Father, for tonight, and that you would move in a mighty way, God, that you are mighty, God, that the waters are mighty, God, that you are mighty. You are a mighty God, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your spirit, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me get a drink of water. I just want to talk about one quick thing. We'll see. Anyways, laughing at myself. So over the weekend was, you know, Israel's new year. And I was looking to see what happened in Israel. I just was popped on the internet to pull up a Israel news feed to see what happened over the weekend over there, which isn't unusual that the Palestinians would be opposing the Jews and visiting the temple, you know, and lots of Jews actually go to Israel to go up to the Temple Mount so that they can pray. And so, but the Palestinians were very confrontational. The police had to get involved and just very heated, even over the last 3 days. So it said it was three straight nights in a row that there was unrest there. And so the police were even having to do some tactics to, they set off fireworks and something else. They didn't want to harm the people because the Palestinians can have a history, data of being, you know, what they do is they tempt Israel. They taunt them and taunt them and taunt them until they strike first. And then they have a reason to strike back and they go full force. And it's kind of like an enemy or kind of like a tactic the enemy uses for us, right? He can taunt us, whether it's in our mind or disrupting our spirits and just taunting us and taunting us and taunting us. And then when we strike first or we bend our ear towards him, right? or if we just come out being defensive, right? If we think someone's against us or we feel their pride or whatever that might be, and then we become defensive, that we just stepped on the enemy's territory and we're on his playing ground. That's what the enemy wants to do to us. It's a very similar tactic and what the enemy does to us as well in the natural. Well, so anyways, you know, there's claims over this Temple Mount because of the Six-Day War that happened. So the Palestinians have part of the mosque and, you know, the story, I'm sure. There's actually, let me see, is it one-third of the temple part on it? It's on the Temple Mount, but it's not the actual temple part that you see with the, that looks like the mosque. Not that part. There's a part off to the center of, off to the side of that, where it used to be like the synagogue and stuff. Anyways, they lost part of that. What happened was there was a fire, a natural fire. They lost one third of it, and then there was a natural hurricane, Let's go back to Ian. There was a earthquake. So where two natural things happened and they lost one third of it each time. So actually they don't even allow Jews, I don't think, in the mosque. Or no, you can go in there, but it's so disruptive. We did not go in there anyway when we were there. Just trying to think of So with all of that happening, it is definitely, I think, something's happening spiritually. Contentions spiritually are happening and waging war and confrontations spiritually are taking place as well. And I don't know if Hurricane Ian is part of this infraction. I'm not sure. It's possible. I know there's people who literally track the weather and things that happen in history. There's even prophetic watchers that watch things prophetically and associate the weather patterns when they're disruptive and that they are connected to certain things that are happening. So, and we see connections even in Washington, D.C., things being postponed there. So this effect on this is, just with Hurricane Ian, if you will, is really going south all the way up the East Coast, if you will. So Ian, if you look up the name Ian, it says it's God is gracious or the Lord is gracious. So we were looking for that. We're looking for that in the eye of the storm. May we see the Lord's graciousness and his wisdom. May we have the spiritual eyes for his wisdom. Not that he, okay, God is God and however he does that, but I'm definitely praying this thing slows down. I'm definitely praying this thing slows down and praying what the Lord prayed in his words when he spoke to the storms and the winds. So, you can agree with the rest of the nation as well, or however the Holy Spirit would lead you. Some people have more of an anointing even on that for certain movements in the territories where they literally have an anointing to take care of that and to take authority. They have the authority, the anointed authority over that as well. This is true in some cases, so. I wanted to talk about tonight just real quick, and then I'm not going to actually be long tonight, but I'm going to start talking about, hopefully it'll be next week. I just need to take some notes on it a little bit more so I can talk about it. But I want to start talking about, and this will lead into it, but I want to start in the practical terms. And Revelation is talk about prayers about the land, praying over the land. And so it's not back in the it's not going to be back in the, it's a new type of revelation on that and navigating through that, because I think it's going to be important when we go about our days to know where we have the authority, where we can pray, where we have established authority, and where we can designate authority. This is important. So because we leave our homes and we go about our day, especially in this time and hour and how we're placed and where the Holy Spirit has us throughout this nation, throughout the land, we need to know how we can, how we take dominion, for we carry the kingdom of God, you know, where we have, again, our established authority and where we can, you know, delegate our authority in that place, in places where we abide that have been openly opened to us, if you will. And we'll talk a little bit more what that looks like so we don't cross over. We're not going to be taking down necessarily spirits and rulers, the principalities, if we... I was just thinking to myself... I wasn't going to talk about this till next week. But if we look at, just this last thing, if we look at Colossians 2:15, where it talks about the cross and Jesus made a public spectacle of the principalities, then we know from the power of his cross, within that dunamis power we hold for principalities. Anything over that, there's certain things that were aligned over the nations that God put into place to actually, you know, ruling spirits maybe over those nations to actually help them see the Lord, help them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that they would have to contend with this thing to open their eyes to him. So that's not our place in those places to take that down, as maybe it was taught back in the 80s. I'm not sure. I didn't come to know the Lord until 87, the late 80s, so I don't know all of that teaching. But I know that it hasn't been revisited in a while. And this is another thing to hear right there is that last week, I think it was last week, I was praying with someone about they were going to start to make connections, you know, how I was starting to make connections about on the night Jesus was betrayed, when we take communion, what does that mean? And how, like, and making the connections in the word more so. Well, oh man, I know the enemy doesn't want me to talk about this because he's snatching this right from me. So we're going to make connections. Oh man, I lost it. But I was just thinking too, let me say this, is that on Sunday after church, one of the ladies was talking about something, and she said, I always wondered about this certain phrasing, and the pastor had talked about it, and she goes, now I know what it means, now I understand it. And I was like, oh, that was connection for her. And I was like, the Lord was showing me, like, this is an hour for making connections. And there's certain connections even in the watches. Let me bring you back to where we're going to go today. So in the prayer watches of the Lord, he, you know, he established this for watchers, you know, not just intercessors, but certainly intercessors, you know, but watchers are people who help advance and build up the kingdom of God while fighting to protect those from the enemy by interceding and praying for them at the same time. Okay, so this is like, that's the type of prayer watcher. When we see in Acts 2, this is the connection I was going to make here. Thank you, Jesus. In Acts 2, it talks about when Jesus, and it was the third hour. Do you remember that? It was, what verse was that? I was just reading up. When Peter was talking about verse 15, Peter was talking about the Holy Spirit coming on the people. And he said, well, they're not drunk. You know, you can't suppose that they're drunk. It's only the third hour of the day. And so we know that this is when this happened, was the third hour, by him giving reference to that. And the third hour, so they're broken up. The times are broken up a little bit different if you follow any type of prayer watches. Some of them are broken up into literally like 8 different time segments, 3-hour segments at a time. Some use other references, but the 9 o'clock hour is in some cases referred to as the third watch, and in other cases it might be the fifth watch, depending on how you look that up. But this is why this is specific here, or for the connection for now, is because at 9 o'clock, that's when the Holy Spirit descended from the upper room from Pentecost to equip the 120 disciples. And so at 9 o'clock, this note here says, as you step out, ask the Holy Spirit to equip you for the day. Yes. And so Philippians 4:13, Proverbs 16:13, I'm just going to offer a couple, Malachi 4:2, and Psalm 103:2-4. Okay, so those are just a few for those who are ready. And also, then next week when we start doing the land, okay, we're walking in the land, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be very similar. It's just kicking it up a notch and knowing where your authority is, where it's established, and but where you're going to delegate it. So you're going to delegate it more when you go out and when you leave, but asking the Holy Spirit to equip you for the day to actually see and know these places where he's delegating this type of authority, what he's putting on your heart. Maybe even you want to test it out after you learn some of this, as I am doing even now. So thank you, Lord, for that. So the importance of watching, it says this. You know, maybe it was Randy that was talking about praying without ceasing, and I know it's been here. So praying without ceasing is actually the watches as well, which is 24/7. The Lord wanted a watch. He wanted his people alert the entire time. That's why they set people up, the prophets, the priests, you know, the intercessors, the pastors, you know, to be watching. And all these different time segments and these hours and the things that happen biblically during those time watches, if you study that or reference it back to, hey, like what happened here, like we were just talking about the Holy Spirit falling upon that. If you're praying that in that specific time segment and hour, there is an anointing for that and asking for it. You're aligning yourself under the word of God in that hour, and you're sending it forth as an arrow to hit the target, okay? So the importance of watching is we take heed, Luke 21:34-36. It says, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. So the Lord does want us to be alert and aware. And this is why he's saying to pray without ceasing. This is why he's telling us to pray without ceasing. And then in his prayer, it says, pray that you are not led into temptation, right? So there is a benefit. There is, you know, like an insurance policy, if you will, you know, that you remain his. Verse 35. For it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So this is why we want to pray this. So next week, let me just make sure I write this note because I do need to take better notes on it. So the... I'm not talking like I'm talking today. It's more efficient and effective. So praise God for that. Okay. So okay. And we'll try to do some examples. So I was just gonna pray. Just a couple things for right now. We are just gonna use a prayer watch for this hour. We're kind of in between hours. during this time. And so I'm actually going to use the second watch, which is between 9 p.m. and 12 a.m., just because it's PGN time here. So and I thought it was appropriate, too, that it says, during this watch, intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to wreak havoc. So Psalm 119:62, at midnight, I will rise and give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And it was at midnight hour that God struck down the firstborn in Egypt, resulting in his people being released from captivity and set free to worship him. So, yeah, so, you know, the people, even in Israel, you know, they want to go to the Temple Mount, right? It's just so controversial in the confrontation, even spiritually what's happening there in the natural, to go and freely worship their God while they can, but they want to do it specifically in the place where they have ownership, where they have inheritance, where they are right standing, you know, and declaring, you know, and, you know, declaring this belongs to us. It'll be returned to us, you know, and they don't, you know, the police even, I don't know about all the police, but I know when we were there, there was a gentleman that was on the Temple Mount that wanted to pray, and he was kind of by himself, and the guards were guarding him while he was praying, because even the police know they don't want trouble from the Palestinians. You don't want to strike them. They're very, they will looking for a reason to for destruction and to destroy, okay? And, I mean, this is known from them. And so they had police there. They don't just have the holster, guns in their holsters. They were carrying them with two hands. Okay. So, I mean, it's very, very real. Okay. So some of these, let's see. It's going to be, okay, so I'm just going to pray a couple of prayers here, and then I'm going to open the phone line. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just come before you, Lord, lifting up your word in this hour, God. And we thank you, God, that you grant us the answer to these prayers, Father, God, that you move, God, that you would perfect them, God, that we wouldn't even ask amiss spiritually, God, let alone in the natural, God, but in the spiritual, Father God, we wouldn't, Lord. So perfect our prayers, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we do not come against your plan, Father God. We want to come in alignment with your plan, Father God, but the works of the enemy, God, that work against, God, and obstruct your kingdom, God, we want to come against that, God, and we want to come against that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so you thank you, God, for saving us, Lord, from those who do evil, God, that you would strengthen us, God, and not overlook us, God, but you would be our defender, Father God, in Jesus' name, and Israel as well, God, help them not to be defeated by their enemy, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. Psalm 59, 1 through 10, God, we rebuke ourselves, God, we rebuke and loose ourselves and our family from all evil, any curses, spells, incantations, psychic powers, mind-bending spirit, sorcery, that have tried to attach themselves to our family line, Father God. We declare that all of these are null and void in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. You take authority. That is where you have established authority over your family line. So we break off every power of the kingdom of darkness, and we cancel every proud idol in heaven and has established itself against your plans in our lives, God. And we bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ in Jesus' name. And God, let us rejoice in your love from morning to morning, God, that you've made a place, Father God, that we can run to in our times of troubles, God. So we thank you that we praise you. You are our source and our strength. And you are our God who loves us, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We put our hope in your unfailing love, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. So we thank you, Father. We pray for for Israel, God. In Jesus' name, we pray those prayers over Israel. We pray those prayers over the United States, over the state of Florida. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you would be gracious, that we could see your graciousness in Ian, Father God. Lord, let it be so, God, in Jesus' name. God, do a miracle, Father God, and change the winds, God. Change the storm. Press back, Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord, every word, yeah, even those words that come forth from the news media and casting and whatnot, Father God, that they would not set any strongholds, God. We come against that. In Jesus' name, we thank you for protecting the people. We thank you for the wisdom of God, Lord. And we just pray, God, when we know it's asking a miracle, God, but we know you are the one, Lord, who has the power to follow through with the miracles, Father. We thank you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, I got a text there in the middle of that prayer. Okay, so let me open up the phone lines. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. 828-989, good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Hi, Deborah. Yes, it is.
Okay, good evening. Okay. Okay, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for her, Father, in Jesus' name. So it just seemed like jumping, and you were jumping puddles. I don't know if you're jumping over them, thank you, or in them. Thank you, Lord. She's jumping. I think you're jumping over them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, that you have boots on and you have a rain umbrella and a jacket, a yellow jacket. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. But I think you're jumping over them, and it's almost like, I don't know what. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And you're not in distress at all. It's like it's almost playful and it's fun for you, like you're enjoying it. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it. Thank you, Father God. So there's a preparation that comes with finding water. And even, you know, the wells that they used to have in Old Testament, you know, the places of water, the cisterns, you know, and the places and finding those places. And I see the, you know, how you're geared out is your preparation for finding the places. And it might even be significant to finding them in the land and the places that you go in to find where the water is, where the well is, you know. And but you're not jumping in it, and I think it's, and the representation for that is that it's for the people, it's for the sake of the land and the community, you know. But there is a, you know, again, your gear is the representation of the tools and the ability to prepare yourself and finding it, and this, you know, like the skills and the capabilities that the Lord gives you in order to search and to find. But knowing that they're there, and I guess, you know, like jumping over it is that you're going to the next one. You're going to find the next one in the land. You know, it's said that an elephant can, if they stomp their foot, they can find where the water source is in the land just by stomping their foot. And so there is a unique abilities and intuitions and discernment that can be very keen by the Holy Spirit and how he leads us and how he prepares us. And it, sometimes it's very hard to put into words, and other people, you know, can maybe discount it when we say it, but when we place it before the Lord, it can be measurable and verifiable that this is what he's doing, you know, even though it's really hard to put into words. But there's, but you can see how that you're being utilized of the Lord spiritually, and you're doing the groundwork. You're doing what it takes to be done, you know, and that might be it, is that you're doing the groundwork, you know, and so these puddles of water, so I'm not sure, you know, they're, so thank you, Lord, just for her ability, God, to do that. God, I thank you, Lord, for her, yeah, so like you're not even, you would think that you would, I mean, as far as how I'm saying it, you would think that you would jump into the puddle, but there's a realm of the source of the water is so, is being like the source of the water, you're helping to preserve the source of the water for whoever that belongs to or whoever it's prepared for, and utilized as well. Not that the Lord wouldn't allow you to jump in it if he wanted, like, you know, I don't know if that is like your, where you would have the ability to refresh yourself with those that are being refreshed by this water as well. But it's almost your heart to preserve it so that the others can be refreshed, that they can be partakers, and that you don't want to take away from knowing what they could have, you know. And so there is a sacrifice of love in that without even ever really saying anything or telling anyone that's what you're doing, you know. But so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for how you prepare her, how you equip her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for her finding these places, locating these puddles, Father God, and places of water and reservoir for the people, God. We thank you for that, God, and her offering it to him, God, that somehow you're leading them. You're leading them and finding them and equipping them to go to these places, Father God. So we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, may she remember as well, even in her sacrifice and her choosing to love in this form of sacrifice, God, that the Lord is okay with you if you choosing to jump into these puddles as well, because he delights in seeing you refreshed over and over and over and over and over and over again, and that you're not taking away from anyone else's refreshing. And he delights just as much in seeing you be refreshed as he does them finding it and being refreshed and renewed and in some cases maybe regenerated for the first time with the washing of the word and the washing of the spirit in their lives. But he has just as much joy to watch you have the joy in his provision and every provision. Oh, this is really powerful. And every provision that he's placed before it, he finds joy when we receive it, when we find joy in it, you know, when we discover it and receive it and really take it in, you know, over and over and over again. It's not too much. He doesn't view it as too much for us when it comes from him. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that revelation and even for that wisdom, Lord, of your heart, God. And even thank you, Lord, because I know I prayed earlier just for the wisdom to have eyes of your wisdom, God. And I believe that's what that was, Lord. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That made perfect sense to me. I just want you to know that. No, it was a lot, but I was, you know, he was telling me there's more. I feel like there's more he wants me to press into with that. But he's been showing me this wheelbarrow for many months. And on the wheelbarrow, it says groundwork. And
oh, wow.
Yesterday I was actually sitting in the car trying to warm up in the driveway because I was doing some work in the garage, and Wheelbarrow was sitting out, and he just kept, like, directing my eyes to groundwork, groundwork, groundwork. And I'm like, I know, Lord, you've shown me that before, but I didn't really, you know, I guess I haven't pressed in enough to inquire exactly what that means. I mean, I know what groundwork is, but I think I need to press in more.
Yeah, that is interesting, because I did say that, like, it's the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that is interesting. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Well,
thank you, Lauren,
for that. Yes.
That was very refreshing to me to hear that word.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have any prayer requests?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Like, when I got on, I was feeling pretty rough, and I'm feeling better now. Like I said, refreshed, but just heart healing. My heart. I need him to heal my heart.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, as all those that are listening pray and lift up Jennifer right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that your word declares that you bind up every wound, God. So we thank you, Lord, that you just placed the balm of Gilead, Lord, the balm of your word upon it, upon her every wound, Father God, that you bring ease, Lord, when you are restoring, and like, you just place your ointment, Lord, your balm, as you begin to bind up that wound, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you do it with ease, or with gentleness and comfort is what I mean with ease, with gentleness and your comfort, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just taking care of her, God, for encouraging her, Lord, and uniting her to your fellowship and to your kindness, your loving kindness, Lord. So we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, and strengthen her, Father God, in the, just seeing, like, mercy and compassion and mercies, Lord, that that she doesn't get weighted down, Lord, with the compassions and mercies that you've given her upon her heart, God, that the enemy doesn't use those to tip the scale in the wrong way, Lord, to cause her to be weary, Lord. But you just, as you, in her own words, Lord, even refreshed her, Father, and just bring that balance, and again, just your comfort and ease, Lord, as you walk alongside of her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Take care. Okay. Our next caller is 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Julia May.
Hey, how are you?
So, Father, we good. How are you? Are you getting drowsy? Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Lord, and come before your altar, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. So I'm seeing, like, little sparklers all over on the, like, all over near you, little sparks of fire and light, fire and light, fire and light. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yeah, you know, I'm okay. I don't know. Okay. So thank you, Lord Jesus, just for what Julia May is producing at your altar, God, just this that combination of fire and light, Father God, and sparks, Lord, that it is causing sparks to multiply and to multiply, God, and in different areas, Lord. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the effects. Thank you for the effects of Julia May, God, with fire and light, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And see, so those are in the ground as well. So I really, maybe there is really something on this land thing, but they're in the ground, and they're, so Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even the soil will be enriched by Julia May, Father God, of fire and light, Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the effects of fire and light, even in the soil and in the land through Julia May, Father, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And I don't know if that is too, like, if you pray and intercede at night, are you one of those?
Yes, I'll be praying for people and interceding for people. Mm-hmm.
At night, though, in the night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I think that means, too, is that because of the light and the fire, mm-hmm. That I can see it so clearly, is that it is happening at night. So I thank you, God, for that. And, you know, it's probably being accounted unto you. All of the little ones, like the little things I see coming out of the ground and just sparking and just being, it's being accounted unto you. So I thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, just as you accounted unto Abraham, God, that you account unto Julia May, God, in the land, and that you multiply it. God, you multiply that unto her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just the calling, the faithfulness, and the dedication, and her service, and even just her servanthood attitude, and like faith and deeds, Lord, the servanthood of the deeds, of the faith, excuse me, that she has on her life, God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that's cool. So how is Jennifer doing? And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We both doing fine. Mm-hmm. We just went to the doctor and the blood work was good. We go back in January, Lord's will, and she don't, you know, weight came down to 117. He was pleased with that, and he touched her leg and her ankle. He said that was good because, you know, want no fluid. So he was concerned about the fluid building up. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for your prayers and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We were praying. Oh, I was praying this week for her. Last week, or whatever that is. This week. What I'm that trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's wonderful. She doesn't have to go back till January. So praise God for that.
Thank God for that.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how is work going for you?
Work is fine. Just cold. They fixed the air conditioner. I'm about to freeze. I told the lady I work at, the teacher, I said, don't be surprised if I come here with a turtleneck. I might faint trying to get in the door. I said, but it was so cold today. Ooh, my feet, my left foot started, my right foot started hurting when I had, well, I had surgery on both of them. But I have a screw in my right because I had a bunion. And when he shaved the bone, he had to put a screw to hold it in place. And almost right there at that place, it was throbbing. And once my feet start throbbing, I know I'm cold. That's when I really get cold. As long as my feet don't get cold, I'm fine. Yeah. So I told her, I said, my feet have started hurting. I said, I know I'm cold now. So I said, I'll pull all the sweaters and stuff. I said, they're going to look at me. I'm going to look right back. You know, one girl, she has sickle cell, unfortunately, it's so cold. And poor child, you know, they have to pray for her because she got on like 3 blouses and tights on her jeans trying to just stay warm. You know, once they get cold, that make their bone hurt so bad. And so the nurse, she was concerned, with her, then we got some more. And then they would say, some of y'all children have seizures, so they can't be hot, but they don't put be freezing neither. They try to put off, that's why they're giving us some air. Look like we got all the air, Other than that, we're doing fine.
Sometimes that happens, right? There used to be a section at our old church that people would sit with blankets because whatever from the ceiling, like that big thing would be open and everything would get blown on them,
I feel like when the air comes through, we must be at that spot. We get the first air and everybody get the leftovers. And I mean, I walked in the room today and you can just feel the air coming off the room. And I hollered before I realized. I thought, I said, when I walked in the door, I could feel the air. That's ridiculous.
That's gonna get expensive too.
And then plus, with the school, with the children, they already got a little weak knees. They can catch cold and stuff like that. It's so cold, the parents send them don't know and they have on short sleeves. We tell them, put them on their own because they'll freeze up in here.
That's funny. Do you have any prayer requests?
Just for that, one of the students, like I said, she having trouble with, with her leukemia and then with the cold is throwing it off.
Her leukemia, Teresa?
Yeah, and then, we have children still having a lot of problem with seizures, so just praying for the children.
Okay. So, Father, we lift up these children to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would protect them, God, and shield them, powerfully shield them and powerfully protect them, God, as Psalm 5 says, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you, would grant them favor while in the classroom, God, Lord, from the outside in, God, we ask for your favor and your protection, God, that you would do a working in and a working out, God, that you protect them from the temperatures, Lord, that these things would get sorted out with the school or the system or whatever it could be, Lord, that there would be solutions in place. And, Lord, also for those that are having seizures, Lord, and this leukemia thing, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask for balance, God, for your grace and your angels to touch them, God, and to bring forth a healing touch unto them, God, a merciful touch, God, a healing, compassionate touch, Father God, of your healing virtues, Father. We ask this to be released, Lord. And Father, we just ask in faith and obedience to your word, Lord, and for every exchange that you've made on the cross, because you are the healer, Lord, and you hold the excellence of power, God, and let it be released and dispensed upon them now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening and the honor to pray for you.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you. Continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have caller 202-722. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Nicole from D.C. calling in from Maryland.
Oh. Okay. Well, awesome. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You have such a pleasant voice.
Thank you. Delightful. And thank you for your ministry. I'm so excited to get to listen. And thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for your ministry and dedication. God bless you. So So let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Father. In Jesus' name, the first thing I noticed was all the twos in your and the prophetic word that came through this, all the twos in your number and the prophetic word that Randy released this year. So we thank you for those treasures, God. We thank you for the treasures that haven't been unlocked yet, God, that are yet to be discovered, that are yet to be behold, that she would behold these treasures, God, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your magnificent gifts that you have for her. I just see you holding something in your hand, and it's just, you're incredibly in awe. It's like it's almost glowing. I don't know what in reference it is to or what it's utilized for, unless the Lord gives me more as I'm praying. It's just marvelous. Like you're looking at it as if you're in awe, and it's marvelous. It's a marvelous thing. And I think there's also even actually a type of connection there, like once it's received, then there's that connection of like, it makes total sense to you, but you didn't see it coming kind of a thing, but like it puts a lot of other things in order and lines things up. So we thank you for that, Father, just for your unlocking and for her to behold even more treasures, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And even there was a word that came through earlier in the year as well, when because I've been studying the Isaiah 22:22, and then if you look at the in the New Testament, when Peter was given the keys, well, in Isaiah, that and there it's just singular. It says the key to the house of David. Okay, the key, and that particular key and that definition, when I looked that up, was a key. It's an unlocking instrument. And then with Peter, it was both opening and locking, okay? So it was an opening instrument, if you will, in the new, in the Isaiah 22:22, which makes sense too, but that just came to my remembrance. So we thank you, Lord, for this, Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. So I'm not sure like the instrument to unlock what that is, but we know that it will be just in participation with the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you. It's not something, of course, to fret over, but he will unlock this to you. So we thank you, Lord, and we just rejoice in this joyous discoveries that she will have before you, God, that you will utilize and put in her hand, God. And so I'm seeing like the glowing is actually permeable, like it's something that brings life. It's a type of gift that brings life. And so it's like light, it brings life of some sort. So we thank you. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, other, you know, that Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. So way, the truth, and the life. So it could be however he would administer that symbolically, metaphorically, literally. So we thank you, Lord, just for Nicole, Father, and all that you're doing, Lord, and all that you're yet to do, Father God. We just lay that before you, God, as so be it unto her according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, amen. Praise God. Praise God, that's so exciting. Wow, God. I have been thinking, I heard when you asked each person, like, do you have a prayer request? And I said, well, if she asked me, what will I say? And then you already prayed my prayer request.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing. I was going to ask for prayer for wisdom, that, you know, more would be revealed to me and unlocked. And that's exactly what God gave you for me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow. That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. Oh my goodness. That's really good. Well, you know, the Lord. Oh, I was going to say, we know the Lord has you in the right place, in the right time, in the right reason, in the right season. So,
Amen. I'm going to look up the Isaiah 22 that you mentioned.
Okay. Yeah, you'll probably get more than I did, but that's good, yes. Isaiah 22:22, because remember the postcard that came through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he put that verse on there.
Yes.
That was very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. What an honor to pray for you.
Thank you. You've been a blessing to me. Thank you so much for praying for me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you. I'll be listening.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's so sweet. Okay, caller 281731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Evelyn from Texas.
Hello, hey Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking. And how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty good too.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, let me pray for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you for Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up before your altar, God, and we give you praise, Lord. We give you honor. God, we thank you for celebrations, Lord. We thank you, God, for celebrations, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, just these celebrations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for her heart, Lord, for her ways, God, that she praises you, God, that she celebrates you, God, that you celebrate her, Father God, in her findings. Even God celebrates, you know, the things, not wanderings, not that you wander, but even things that we wonder and ponder when we land upon him, he celebrates that, you know, like when we're in our minds, how we circle and say, where's the answer to that? Where is the solution to that? That's seeking, you know, but the want you're wondering and pondering and the celebration of even, again, landing on his truth and finding his ways and in through that and discovering that is a celebration to him. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for just even the helmet of salvation to be placed upon your mind and protected against the things of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, just for covering her, God. We thank you, Lord, for just even anointing her ears to hear from you, God, that the little bugs wouldn't land, Lord, and distract her or disturb, Father God, her thoughts, Lord, or her findings on you, God, in Jesus' name. But I did see celebration, like, you know, when you pop that little thing, you pull the little string and all the little confetti comes out, like I just seen it.
Oh.
It was in the air, and then it was like landing next to you. So those that was happening, so the celebration. So I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying the protection over me. I don't know if last time if I told you about a dream I had about a talking dog.
No.
No, I didn't tell you that. I had a dream that me and some more ladies and I, we were outside. Other lady, I said, let's go inside. So I came inside of this house, and I said, oh, my God, look at that big dog. It was a big dog. And I asked the young lady, I said, is he chained up? So instead of the lady talking, the dog talked, he says, no, I'm not chained up. But he didn't come after me. He just stood right there. And so I told the young lady, I said, oh, my God. I said, let's get out of here. This dog is talking. So I went out, and I started walking one way, and the young lady said, let's go this way. So I started walking the way she told me to walk, and it was just out in the wilderness. It was a big, long table, and it was just full of food, salads, and everything. It was like a table set up out in the wilderness. I said, oh, my God, look at all this food. And I woke up.
Wow. That's wild. Now, did you know this lady?
I did not recognize this lady. She looked like a lady I've seen a long time ago, but I really wasn't sure it was her in the dream.
Okay. So, I'm not sure. Because the dog talking, but that's the only thing the dog said.
That's the only thing the dog said, you know. No, I'm not chained up. That's the only thing I can remember he said. I think he did say something else, but I cannot remember. I asked the Lord to bring it back, but I can't remember what else he said.
Do you remember?
But
he didn't
move.
He didn't move. And obviously he it was just peculiar that the dog was talking to you, but do you remember any type of emotion toward the dog, like other than it just being strange, like you weren't frightened of him or anything like that?
No, I was not frightened at all because I said, well, let's get out of here. The dog is talking. But I did not get frightened, not one bit.
Okay, because let me pull my book out, but sometimes a dog can actually represent like the Holy Spirit or friendship with the Holy Spirit. So for him to say,
wow.
No, I'm not chained. Yeah. Like
that
he's
not
big. Yeah. Let's just make that clear. Let's make that clear to Evelyn right now. Yeah. Funny. But let me see if there's anything else here, because sometimes they'll do like things about dogs, like whatever, but I don't know if they'll have a talking one in here, but okay. Hold on one second here. Okay. Sorry, it was weird. I just was remembering a dream I had when I was looking for this for you, so that was odd. Okay. There's a lot. There's so many dog ones, but I don't see. Okay, so now I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did it look like a watchdog? Because when you were saying it was just sitting there and it was a big, okay, like you would associate it with a watchdog, because that's what I kind of, like when my eyes fell on that, I was like, that's kind of like what she was saying. Okay. But anyway, that says a friend, a trusted guardian or faithful protector against waste, loss, or illegal practices, which certainly can, again, be the Holy Spirit, because he is the redeemer of those things as well. So, anyway. Yeah, but the rest,
wow.
I don't know. So, and, you know, the wilderness and being had made provision in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And just the association of this woman being a friend in the dream, even though you don't recognize who it was, but
exactly
a friend. So sometimes when I have a dream, though, when I don't have all that, or sometimes I get one inclination about it or one, you know, interpretation on one certain element or symbol, metaphor, if mm-hmm. you will. What I'll do is I'll write the dream out. I'll sit before the Lord like a time of prayer, and I'll have my journal, and I'll actually write the dream out. And sometimes as I'm writing, I hear the wisdom of God. So I will write in the margin, like, or, you know, I try to do it in the, how I'm kind of taking notes, like how the Holy Spirit or, you know, like, because if I hear him talking about one particular element, then I'll go there. Like, as soon as I hear his voice, that's where I go. And I let him speak, and I try to capture as much as I can, you know. And it's just not all the time, but I have done that before, utilized that tool, and he has spoken during, you know.
Amen. Yeah, because I asked the Lord, I prayed, you know, but I just didn't really actually sit before him. You know, I said, Lord, I said, what is this, a talking dog, you know?
Yeah.
That was so strange to me. But like I say, he didn't go after me. I wasn't fearful, but I just told a young lady, I say, I think we need to get out of here. This dog is talking. You know, I said it real calm and not running or fearful or anything.
Yeah, and he might have sometimes when there's something unusual in the dream like that, an unusual element, he might have something more to say in that because it's like resonating with you. Do you know what I mean? It keeps resonating, but maybe he really does have more he wants to speak to you on that particular element.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yes,
do you
ma'am.
Have any
yes,
prayer requests this evening?
Oh, yes, I do. My kid was taking me to, oh, my God. I can't even think of the name of the place. It's not Germany. It's, oh, God. Anyway, it, Lord have mercy. I cannot think of the name. Isn't it something?
It'll come to you.
They're
taking you out of the country with them?
Yeah, they're taking me out of the country to the name of the place is called ISTANBUL. ISTANBUL. It's close. It's kind of close to Israel.
Oh.
God, okay. How can I think of this place? I'm looking on my phone. That's, I guess that's the city right there. Oh, my God. I tell you, is Rhonda on the line? And I told her about
Rhonda.
It.
Rhonda? Yeah, she is, I think. Let me see.
I told her where I was going.
Okay, I think this is Rhonda here.
Yeah, it's close to Israel.
Yes, ma'am. I think you said it was Turkey, Miss Evelyn. Turkey.
Turkey, that's right.
I think you said Turkey. Yeah. I texted you, but I don't think you looked at I had texted to you. I don't think you looked at your text message, but you told me it was Turkey.
That's exactly right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay, Turkey. That's, I'm just going to leave your phone line open. Rhonda. So, Evelyn, when are you going?
Saturday.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I thought you were going to tell me like months out. Okay. Wow.
Oh, no. It's Saturday. And I just decided today that I was going to go. I got on my knees and prayed. And I asked, because my two kids, my granddaughter and my daughter was going, so they asked me. So I said, no, I don't think so. Just today, I got on my knees. I got on my knees at the altar, and I began to pray twice. I said, Lord, if it's for me to go, open the door. So when I came out the room, I told my grandson, I said, I think I want to go. He said, I have your airfare. So I said, the door was open.
Yeah, wow. How nice. That's wonderful. Okay,
so
let's pray.
Ma'am.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just need prayer for safe travel. And by me waiting a while, I'll be on a different plane from them. But my daughter is believing
that they will get playing with me. We're just believing that maybe somebody would cancel or the door would become open, because I have a straight flight from Houston all the way there, 13 hours, but they have a layover in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just want to, want you to pray to, but, believe God for safe travel, and also that we all get on the same plane.
Okay.
And I know God can do it.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for this adventure and this travels, God, before Evelyn and with her family, Father, in Jesus' name. But we set our faith in agreement with them, Lord, for safe travels, God. Watch their going out and their coming in, God. You preserve their way and keep your hand upon them, Father God, and watch over them along the way, Father God. We ask, Lord, as they are asking, Lord, in agreement, that you would maneuver, that they would all be able to get on the same flight, Father God. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your safety, for your protection, God, for your guidance, Lord. We thank you for them in their travels, even, God, in their time, Lord, in the land, and what they will see and learn and know and experience, Father God, that you would be with them and that you would touch them, God, and just let it be a special time of refreshing and renewal for them, and you keep everyone healthy as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, and I thank you for the prophecy you gave me about the confetti and the celebration. I think I know in my heart what it might be, but I'm not for sure, and I don't want to speak it out right now. But the minute
sure.
it comes to pass, I will let you know.
Okay, thank you.
And
thank you
so much. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you too. Safe travels, and
God bless.
I'll be thinking about you. Yes, and I'll pray for you as the Lord brings you to mind.
Thank
so.
You so
God bless
much.
You.
Thank you so much. I thank
okay.
God for my
Enjoy.
Friend Rhonda too. We pray a lot
yeah.
together.
Yeah, she's
all
a blessing.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
yes,
bye-bye.
She is. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Rhonda. No, you might have me on mute because you might be at work.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Sister Deborah?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Doing well.
Good. Did you, I think you heard my prayer for you last week for your birthday. It was at the
yes.
end?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good.
I did. Thank you so
okay.
much. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
I wanted to give prayer for my granddaughter. I have three granddaughters, but the one that's 13, she's a teenager. She's kind of, teenagers now are dealing with a lot of influence. So she's busy in sports, busy in school, but she does really well. Her report card, she had all A's and maybe a couple of B's. But it's like something is trying to get her, distract her and, kids get frustrated about stuff, but it's like she's upset about stuff, and it seemed like, I know what it is, she's spoiled. Her grandmother, not me, but her other grandmother has a spoil, and, a lot of things she doesn't understand, so I just wanted to get prayer for her because we live in a different world now. It's not like how it used
mm-hmm.
to be, so I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to pray for her, and I'm praying because we didn't have this opportunity when we were younger for people to pray for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's my prayer
yeah.
for her and my other two granddaughters, is that the Lord will fill them with the Holy Ghost, while they're young. Because I talk to all of them about the Lord, about Christ. We take communion together. So, they might not fully understand, but I talk to them a lot about Christ. So I just wanted prayer for that. Her name is Krislyn.
Okay.
Krislyn.
Krislyn. Okay. Thank you, Rhonda. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we just lift up Rhonda's granddaughters, Lord, and lift up Krislyn to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would just protect and preserve the things in her mind, God, that you would thank you, Lord. I was going to say give her faith, fortitude, God, which is courage, God, to walk things out, God, Lord, and that she knows that's of you, God, that you would instill Lord, that balance, God, and tether that unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that each time that she does, that she steps in faith, God, even internally, Lord, without even having to share it with other people, God, but steps in faith and in the direction of your wisdom and of your insight and of your ways, Lord. Lord, that he's just like winding that thing up and causing it to be more taut and more tethered to her, and that's going to like spring forth this energy for her to cause her to sail in the Lord. Like, so we thank you, Father God, for that, Lord, that you would just tether her to the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God, that you would use her in a mighty way, God. We pray for the battle, God, the battleground of her mind. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would win, Father God, Lord, that you would speak to her. Give her wisdom and impart your instruction, even in her dreams, God. I thank you, Lord, for Rhonda, Lord, that you would use her, even unbeknownst to her, in casual conversation and things that you say, Lord, that they would minister and bring life to her and give her nuggets, God, of life and truth and encouragement. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for also for the, just the kindness of the Lord, God, and just truly who you are, Lord, and accepting her and receiving her, God, her acceptance and her approval, her value and her worth, God, that you would firm up her identity, Father God, and make that solid, God, make it a solid foundation, a solid identity, Father God, that she would have in you, God. And that is something that we all need to be renewed in every day, because we're bumping up against culture. We're bumping up against, you know, people who think they're being nice, but they're not, you know, and are undermining, or people directly undermining, you know, or passive aggressive or whatever it might be, Lord. So we pray just even a covering for her ears as well, God, that you would protect her. And we thank you for strengthening her. Just undergird her with your strength and your grace and your mercy, Lord, for her to remain standing and standing firm in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Love you, and you have a blessed week.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Love you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Oh, hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm sorry we got disconnected the last time we spoke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At the very end, I think. Oh, yes, I think you're right. I just remembered when you said that. That happened. That's okay. I figured maybe it was maybe your daughter or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
I got most of the message, though.
Okay, good. I think I said something afterwards, and I was like, well, maybe she'll come back, because I didn't know what happened. So I might have just said one or two sentences
to come back,
more.
But it locks you out, I think. I think like after.
Oh, I know what happened.
Calling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess on the recording, though, it probably is on the recording, even though that might take some work. But there was just one or two more sentences. But what happened was the only reason you were locked out is because I was in overtime, because the program only goes for, and then you can't actually call back in until the next program starts. Yeah, so that's why it was so close to the end and I was over. So that's why it locked you out. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Let me, that's what happened. But normally if it was earlier, you could do that. But let me unmute you and I'll pray for you and then I'll come back. Okay, there we go. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up to you. God, we thank you, Lord. Like something fancy, like a scripted something fancy, like a scripted something with a script and it's the end, like when you write something out, but the end of it is super fancy and scripted. I think that's the word, scripted. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And it's kind of like an ancient, I associate it with like Ancient of Days, and that's how they scripted things, and they made note of things. They made in reference to things. I don't know if the Lord is doing this in you, making note of things, making reference of things. So scripting it. So, you know, there is a verse in scripture. I think it's Malachi 3:16 where it talks about those who talk about the fear of the Lord or the things of the Lord, that he writes it in the book of remembrance. And he makes note of that. And so we thank you, Father, Lord, for all that is happening, Lord, at your altar with Nicole, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to her, God. Lord, that is inscripted, you know, where it says there's a verse in, excuse me, I don't know what version it is, when it talks about he has, like our names are on the palms of his hands. And some versions it's like inscripted. Our names are inscripted on the palms of his hands. So we thank you, Father God, for that inscription and where you identify with his hands. I don't know specifically if there's something more in identification with his hands, the palm of his hands, and healing, and even wounds, and being, even though they're healed, but when he says to, I mean, it's completely glorified, but when he told Thomas to, you know, touch his side and to see his wounds, you know, in his hands, that it's the remembrance without the, his ability to heal our wounds and things in the past or whenever they happen, you know, his ability to heal that and to confront it, to heal it, and to have victory over it. And I think that's another aspect too, which I didn't realize until just now, where we take communion and it's saying, and I did this in remembrance on the night he was betrayed, in remembrance of him, is in the face of betrayal, there's healing, right? And those three things I just said, so Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for the inscription. Lord, that you're placing upon Nicole, Lord, and that you're noting for her life, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for the beauty, Lord, in it. It's like extravagant and it's beautiful, God. And the Lord does things like that when he has, you know, when we bring forth even a testimony of healing of any kind, body, soul, or spirit, it's extravagant, it's beautiful, and it's inscripted. Even that becomes inscripted, you know, in the Malachi 3:16, which is really incredibly beautiful. And we have, there's so much fellowship, right, when we're speaking of the Lord, even the word that says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And then the spirit, Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, right? So there's so much fellowship of the Lord that is in that. That's so beautiful. And he just sweeps and does his work in the Holy Spirit in other people's hearts when we just present that. When we just present that to him. So praise God for that. And I think I might have just lost her again. I was just going to go back. And I think I would just lost her. Okay. Yep, I think I did. Okay. So let me go to the next verse. If she calls back in, then I'll open up her prayer line and see if she has a prayer request. So let's move to caller 919-801. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Cheryl?
From North Carolina.
Yes, good evening. I know we haven't talked in a while, so God bless you. Thank you for calling. Let me mute you for a second, and then I'll pick you back up again. So, Father, we thank you for Cheryl, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her before your altar, God. We thank you, Father God, for your angels and their assistance in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, you know, and Psalm 91, it talks about his angels, but it also talks about, you know, his presence, his angels actually propel us. It means they're leading us to the places where the Lord wants us to go next. To, you know, it's kind of like they're confirming our way. The angels are confirming it. We might not always know in advance it's a confirmation of the Lord, but his grace is there, and the angels are propelling us through the ways and the commands of the Lord, you know, directing us. So we thank you, Lord, just for that assistance for her and Psalm 91 over her, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let me just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for these angels, God, in Jesus' name, and the angels that he has command over you. You know, they are like 24/7. There's not any, they're just with you. You know, I've heard it. I did a study one time on, class study on angels, and the angels that are commanded unto us for a lifetime, they actually begin to know us very well, that they love and care for us. And they're with us until the very end. So they make sure that when we pass from, you know, when we transition from earth to heaven, that our spirits are received safely unto the Father, right? Because we have to pass through the prince of this air, so they make sure that we're delivered safely. And but they're with us the entire time. And again, they just come to know us and to love us, and they're always obedient unto the Father. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you even just for the whispers of God's truth that comes to your ear, just knowing that the Lord, he can only speak truth. So when we hear his whispers, it is his truth. And so I thank you, Lord, that she can receive that and walk in it. And we thank you for her angels, God, that not only direct her but propel her to the places that you would have her, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Frida from Los Angeles.
Frida. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let me unmute your phone line for a minute, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. Did you get that right? We thank you for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So I'm seeing like it's really a beautiful color. I'm not even sure. It's kind of like, I'm not even sure what color to call it. It's like a blue. It's a turquoise. It's a aqua, somewhere in those realms of a beautiful bluish type of color. There might even be some purple hues in there. It's a really beautiful color, and I see the grace of God just doming over you. And this color is just really beautiful. And at the bottom, there's light, like a sunlight or a... at the bottom, there's a ring of a whiter light or like a yellowish light. I'm sorry, I have blog talk in my ear. So, Father, we thank you, God, just for your dome of grace that you have over her, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for that covering, God. I'm not sure what the colors are, Lord, but they certainly are beautiful, God, and astonishing, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. I think the representation of the colors are that you can look and see the grace yourself, that you will look and see in the evidence of in the beauty of the grace that God has over your life and in the areas where he's bestowing this, you know, that the things that are covered up under the grace of God. We thank you. We thank you for that, God. Let her see that, God. Let her see it and know it, God. Let her spirit recognize, Lord, and bear witness to that, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So I don't know what the, maybe, so it's not necessarily violet, but I'm going to look this up. But I just, that word violet just came to me, but it's not actually that dark. So hold on 1 second. Let's see. Violet. Okay, violet is increases spiritual and mental clarity, details with emotions. And the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 11. So it's the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Jesus' name. Let me get the phone line back on.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, amen. Praise God. Well, do you have any prayer requests, Rita?
I actually do. Like general, it's like overall prayer.
Okay. So, Lord, we thank you for Frida, God. We just lift her up to you, Lord. We know that you, Lord, your grace is covering her prayers, God. In Jesus' name, God, it's covering her heart. It's covering her mind, her spirit, her soul. God, we thank you for strengthening that, renewing it, and refreshing it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you're building in her, God. We thank you, Lord, how you're building in her, God, that it's genuine. It's not, the Lord doesn't manufacture things. He creates things. So he's creating things in you. So it's not always going to look the same as somebody else. Even if you had a healing gift, it's not going to look the same as the person you know who has a healing gift, or the intercessor, you know, the things that they learn, whatever it might be. A God is not a God to manufacture. A God is a God to create. So we thank you for your creative works, Lord, that you're instilling and imparting upon your daughter, God. And we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just every gift that you've given her and bestowed upon her, Father God, that she would exalt you and give you the glory, God. And thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, just continue to look to you, even in understanding and all things, God, just in total dependence, Lord, she would continue to look to you as you are growing her and increasing her spiritually and knitting and framing those things together, God, within her body, soul, and spirit. Amen.
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 Thank
God bless
much.
You. Thank you for joining. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Take care. Okay, we have our friend 910-709. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift her up before your throne, before your kingdom, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord. So I was just seeing something like prophetic. And then I heard the words prophetic fire. So so thank you, Lord, just for a prophetic fire. I'm not sure what that is and what all that entails. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yeah, so I was reading something today or yesterday talking about prophetic. Sometimes, you know, they have to give a warning. And I don't know if the fire has to do with burning that thing up, like it would burn that thing up, you know, like I guess. And I know fire is represented in Scripture with both things. Both God is a consuming fire, and then also, you know, it's both good connotation and not good connotation fire. So I don't know, but sometimes prophetic, literal prophetic, is you do have to give a word where things might need to be burned up in that person's life. Do you know what I mean? They need to be put on the altar and. Yeah, so, but I think there's a part to that, definitely a part to that if it's prophetic. So, Father, we thank you for your nature. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you, Lord, for you know how to keep your people in place. You know how to keep them attuned to you, Lord, in the body of Christ. And thank you, Lord, for using Sylvia, God, in her gifts, Lord, and in her nature, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she just brings your word forth, God, humbly, Lord, and that you use it, God, that she's your servant and you use it, Lord, as she's just the messenger, God, and your Holy Spirit breathes on it and brings the fire, Father. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for just these living words, sustaining words, and this prophetic fire, God, all that you entail and desire it to be and see and know. Lord, let it be of you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I just finished asking him this morning. I told him that I was praying, and I asked him that whenever I preached, let me preach with fire, that whatever word he wanted to release, let it come out, and that it would really hit the person right then. You know, like I just won't be up there just, you know, talk and let the words be extremely anointed. And when you said that, I was like, oh, my God. And I just asked him that this morning. Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow, that's really cool. And again, I think the fire, because if you looked up, God is consuming fire, so there's certain things that, how he'll use his fire. Do you know what I mean? It's not always, it's not always
right.
A negative connotation. It can be,
right.
But it's not always. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause when I asked him, it wasn't a negative. It was like truly, you know, getting his word across and that it would actually hit their spirit like never before. That's pretty much what the prayer was. So when you said fire, like you said, it could be the warning or it could be the uplifting, you know, or the teaching, and that's what I was praying for.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit will bring a prophetic word, even in the midst of your teaching and preparation before him, and then bringing that forth, which I definitely believe that can be fresh manna, because the Lord is speaking in words of wisdom and words of knowledge. You know, because I mean, we've all read things that have been written years ago, and it's like, man, the Holy Spirit's on that, you know, because it's a living word, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't matter when it's written or said or whatever, but in the moment, all of a sudden you're hit, okay, with the wind of the Spirit, And then you begin speaking on that too. So I think that is part of the fire too, right? Because his breath is coming and breathing on it and stoking the fire, you know?
Right. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Sylvia, Father God. We thank you for blessing her words. We thank you for the preparation for her to preach. God, let it come forth as she's asked, Lord, and now you've revealed, God. So we thank you, Lord, for the two to come together, God. And we thank you for the time. Lord, let it be at hand, God. Let it be sooner than later, Father God. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, even Sylvia doesn't have to like work the fire, God. She just does her place before you, God, and you do your consuming supernatural part, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for her fellowship with you, that she does her due diligence in the word, preparation for herself to consecrate herself for you and by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, do you have a prayer request?
I was going to pray for wisdom, more wisdom and understanding.
Okay. Lord, we just come into agreement with Sylvia, Father God, that for increase of wisdom in her life, God. We thank you that you give liberally, God, unabashedly, Father God. And we thank you for your wisdom from comes on high, God. And we thank you, Lord, for each deposit of that, each that's written in James, Lord, each word, and I can't think of it, but I'm seeing it in my mind, the scripture where it says the wisdom from heaven is, and then it's descriptive. So each of those descriptive words, God, let that each of that deposit of wisdom come upon her, Father God. We thank you for an increase of understanding, God, that you walk alongside of her, just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, Father God. They'd seen and they knew, but they didn't understand, God, until you walked alongside of them and spoke it, God, and unlocked their hearts, God. And actually, I think it says their hearts burned within them. There's that fire. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just speaking your word, Lord, and unlocking those things, Lord, what her heart knows, and it's being led by your prophetic fire, Father God, that you would speak the understanding so that she might have clarity and insight in Jesus' name. And, you know, when I opened, I was praying, I don't know if you were here then, but I was praying that the Lord would open our eyes for his wisdom this evening.
Oh, yeah.
That is exactly, yeah.
Amen.
Open our eyes to see with his wisdom, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I just realized I wasn't watching the time, and that is my job.
Okay. Thank you.
So, thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Have a good night. Bless you.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I have two more callers. So I have 807 and then 504. So 870, I'm sorry, 514. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Shavonda from Arkansas.
Shavonda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to miss you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you so much. Thank you for waiting. So, Father, thank you for Shavonda, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. So like the Ark of the Covenant, you know, where God established on the Ark for them to hear his voice and that they were to look at like where the angels, between the angels, you know, and that they would speak, that they were to look and see, you know, maybe that's why Habakkuk says, let me look to hear what the Lord would say. And maybe that's why Habakkuk even said that, and Habakkuk 2, Habakkuk 3, I'm not sure which one is it. I'll look and see what the Lord will speak to me, and then I'll walk in it, and write where it says, I'll write the vision, it shall not tarry, and I'll run with it. I think, I don't know if it's Habakkuk 2. I think it's Habakkuk 2. So I think there's something on that, and even that verse. And then looking to hear what the Lord would say. There is a thing of a focus, like our inward spirit, the eyes of our heart and the ears of our spirit, to look to the Lord and to hear what he would say. And sometimes we need to silence, which you probably already know this, but sometimes we need to silence the outward things. Like I'm going to spend this time with the Lord in prayer or reading his word or whatever. But we need to silence the outward distractions that we have. And sometimes we need to give them a place so they'll be silent, you know, like another, you know, little piece of paper that says, oh yeah, I was supposed to email so-and-so or check this. Oh, the dryer just stopped. I'm supposed to do that. Or, oh, I forgot to make lunch for whatever, you know, whatever those things are that can, don't need to be done immediately, but they do need to be done. And it's so, you know, it's like they're looking for a voice, they're looking for a place to land, and just being able to sort that out on a piece of paper. Like, you know, I used to bring little 3x5 cards or 4x6 cards, 7, whatever those are, and just write those things down. So it's like, okay, I took care of it. My mind doesn't have to, my mind can be at ease now. My mind can be at rest. So I can hear the Lord. I don't need to do this other task, and I can focus here. So it's like the eyes, my outward needed to settle and reside, and then my inward became more focused and more centered on seeing and hearing the Lord. So I keep seeing the ark, though. So I don't know if there's even something more specific to that, and even maybe you have a personal like nugget or personal personal understanding to that or attention for that. But I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, even in Habakkuk, it's kind of like the Ancient of Days. I don't know if that's the type of connection, but I would look up in Habakkuk 2 where it talks about I look and see what the Lord would speak to me. I wrote it down in a vision, right, that how was it, so that it would tarry. I did not run with it. However, I'm mixing it up a little bit. But that's it, of writing it down so that the vision can be carried out, that you can see it and that you run with it, you know, with this, our faith and our deeds. So I thank you, God. But again, there's something about being still, mostly I'm seeing and repeatedly as being still and seeing the ark and you looking between the two angels to hear, in the center, there's something with the center. And hearing and seeing the voice of the Lord. And maybe the Lord does speak to you in visions. And that would be something to write down as well, or to start putting it into words and speaking that out and like fleshing that out in the spirit, what that looks like being moved through your soul outwardly to bless other people. So praise God.
Completely. You know, Habakkuk the scripture too. And
oh,
sometimes okay. I just, oh, sorry, it's almost like sometimes I'm fantasizing as if I'm in conversation with an angel. I'm not literally, you know, disassociated, but as far as the focusing and the not being distracted, I need to practice more, well, not practice, just do more writing of what I dream or have visions of.
Okay, good. Yeah, me too, likewise. I mean, likewise, I need to do that more too. So, praise God. Well, so thank you, Lord, for helping her to script that. And again, fleshing it out through her soul, however that might be, God. And word or deed, Lord, let it be so, Father God. Help her to script that out before you in Jesus' name. Hey, I need to catch this next caller, but thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so 504-282, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It was Nicole. We got disconnected again. I was just calling back.
Oh, Nicole, yes. You did. Okay. Well, do you have any prayer requests?
I do. Just, you know, just okay. Actually just got to give me guidance for, you know, career choices and, you know, moving.
Okay. I'm going to mute your phone line and then end, but I'm going to pray for you. So thank you. Thank you for calling back. So
thank
sorry,
you.
I don't remember. Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Okay, so Father, we pray for Nicole's, Nicole from New Orleans, prayer request. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for guiding her. God, you're so faithful to do that, God, especially when we ask, Lord, and invite you into every choice and every selection that she has, Lord, and where she's moving and her career choice, God, and job choice. Lord, we ask that you do more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine, Father God. We ask for favor on that, God. We thank you, Lord, that she gives you praise, Lord, and that she delights in blessing your name and has joy in blessing your name, Father God, that you would give her grace and favor, Lord, and strength for her days, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just carrying out your plans and your will for her. We thank you how she's yielded to you, God, and pliable and teachable in your hands, God. So we thank you, Lord, by moving in your great grace and opening up your way to her, Father God. Open your way and open the doors of favor and blessing for her and her household. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm way over time. So God bless everyone, and I'll talk to you later.